The Harrowing by Rob Sanders. Read by John Banks. Let it be shown that at Elapsid Nullus Beta, Dartarian Varix of the First Hort, Third Harrow, and Strike Commander of the Alpha Legion allowed his hearts once again to beat to the rhythm of war. Operative Unit 55/Phi Cylon observes mission subsequence initiations while maintaining full noospheric and haptic integration. Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, commence. New target. Mechanicum Super Heavy Arc Freighter Omnisiax, registered out of the Heliodyne shipyards with charters for Forge Worlds on the Dextura shipping lanes. At the time of action initiation, the Omnisiax is under the command of Arcmaster Manus Cruciam, with Magos Dominus Orontai Praeder assigned to security measures, and Collegium Mandati Gerulean Hax responsible for temple freight transportation and ritual observance. Deific cargo inspected at Heliodyne and logged as Titan Battlegroup Astromax of the Legio Perennia, fresh from inception at the Galilean Temple Forge, Bronta Median. Worlds sundered in the name of the machine god, none. Battlegroup confirmed kills, none. Ranking Princeps Majoris Alvar Paladon of the Warmonger class Titan Abyssus Edax. Tribute destination recorded at Bronta Median as the solar system. Manifests list Ordo Reductor siege machines, 200 battle tanks and armored transports of various signification ready for force allocation, as well as 500 suits of Mark IV Legiones Astartes battleplate intended for the 7th Legion. Newly appointed fabricator, General Kane, to personally receive cargo at Terra. Wayfarage estimated at 2 solar months. Transit interrupted 22 days into voyage after reception of new orders and subroutines from Gaius Trask, fabricator and Solaris, the Omnisiax and Mechanicum light cruiser escort, Dentilicon. Ordered to break warp at the Gnostica system and report to the garrison world of Callistra Mundi. I patrol the vaulted cargo chamber of one of the Ark Freighter's many subholds. My true name is long forgotten, but my designation is 55/Phi Cylon. I am Sparatoi, a sown man and agent operative of the Alpha Legion. I adjust my disguise, ocular mask, tattered cloak, battery pack, and Laslock rifle. I present as a Mechanicum tech thrall, one of thousands throughout the vast ship, assigned to onboard security and the mind-numbing patrol of the vessel's holds. My enhancements are real, my disguise, my sacrifice. My mind, however, is still my own. The Alpha Legion needs agents who can think for themselves. I was thrall to the 20th Legion long before I went under the blade sores of Organauts and Sergio Cyberseers, volunteering for the adaptive surgeries that would make my disguise complete. I kneel before the artistry and craftsmanship of Legiones Astartes battleplate. Rows and rows of paintless suits. Their systems await designation and the honor of Legion colors. They are blisteringly new. Spread throughout their number are suits that still sport their tarps from quality control and sample testing at Bronta Median. The fabric flaps in the perverse air currents that afflict a vessel of the Ark Freighter's size. The army of empty suits is indeed a wonder. A blessed expression of the Omnisire's divine will. To an observer, however, such reverence might appear odd or misplaced in a wretched thrall, which is why I phased the Auspex and lonely picked feed lenses monitoring the deck before rerouting the servitors scheduled to inventory the subhold. Report, Dartarian Varix orders. Like the 50 Alpha Legionaries of his veteran Demihort, he is hidden. They are all living weapons, concealed and deadly. Like the fang retracted within the serpent's jaws, they are primed with death, ready to be revealed, waiting for the moment to strike. That moment is now. One of the tarp-draped suits of powered plate moves, then another. Not all of the suits are empty. Now that their strike commander has broken dissimulatus, the veteran Alpha Legionaries of the 1st Hort, 3rd Harrow can reveal themselves. Autosuggestion engages. The implanted Sus-An membrane of the Legionaries' transhuman physique responds. Their state of suspended animation breaks. Hearts are allowed to beat once more. Punctuating the ranks of motionless suits, armored Alpha Legionaries begin to move. They tear the tarps from their armored forms to reveal the indigo blue and cerulean blaze of their plate, the serpentine iconography that coils itself about their power-armored limbs, and the infernal glow of optics burning to life.
"You have been monitoring, my lord," this unit asks.
"I have."
"Then you know that our warp translation is complete."
"I felt it."
A legionnaire approaches, almost indistinguishable from his brothers.
"Strike, Commander."
"Prime,"
Varix acknowledges him.
"Your host is ready."
"Always, my lord. Permission to secure the subhold."
"Authorized."
The Omnisiax is passing through a debris field of remnant rock and planetesimals approaching the edge of the Gnostica system. I report through the modulations of my skull-riveted mask. As I do, the Alpha Legionaries break formation, spreading out across the subhold. Umbra pattern bolt guns and sickle mags of various ammunitions are handed out from cargo crates, while bulkheads and blast doors are secured.
"Is the system contested?"
"Planet-wide mutiny on Callistra Mundi, the primary world of the system," I continue. "Imperial Auxilia Garrison World and Fleet Anchorage."
"Who leads the rebellion in the War Master's name?"
"You're not going to like it.
My Primarch's objectives have been compromised, and my mission parameters expanded beyond the remit of the forces at my disposal. What is there to like?"
"Long-range Vox missions and Nuospherics betray encrypted legionary signatures."
"Alpha Legion,"
Varix confirms.
The Strike Commander takes this revelation in his stride. Even to my cogitator-afflicted brain, this is a surprise. Have the heads of the Hydra become tangled?
"Perhaps they too are beyond their mission parameters," I offer, but Varix has moved on.
"No," he says, "this is something else.
Status?"
"It's a mess," I admit, "and perhaps as their commander intended. Forces on the ground, in the air, and in the void are declaring for the Emperor or the War Master."
"The Legion?"
"No sightings or picked captures reported," I tell him. "The Alpha Legion on Callistra Mundi have yet to reveal themselves."
"They will,"
Varix assures me.
"The Omnisiax
has been rerouted to deploy its god machines," I inform the Strike Commander. "The battle group is to crush the rebellion."
"Well, we can't have that,"
Varix says. His words are laced with a dark humor.
"We have to at least give my brother Commander a chance. He's barely begun."
"Forgive me, Lord," I venture, "but I am more concerned with our own disposition. The Omnisiax will be met and intercepted. Both traitors and loyalists will seek to harness its apocalyptic cargo."
"Well, quite,"
the Strike Commander says. He is already several steps ahead of me.
"Is the Dentilicon still with us?"
"Yes, my lord."
"Prime," Varix calls.
The Alpha Legion officer acknowledges his commander.
"Ready, my lord."
"This cargo will never reach the solar system as planned," Varix tells us both. "We shall not arrive at Terra, but need is great out here. The battle group will undoubtedly be sucked into the conflict.
I'm authorizing secondary objectives and initiating proprietary actions sud aspis from a range of 44 tactically antiphonous responses."
"Yes, my lord."
"I'm enacting these contingent protocols and pursuing secondary objectives under my own recognizance. These supersede my Primarch's orders. I don't need your concordance, but for the identic record, I want it."
"Sud aspis, aye," the Prime agrees. I nod also. "The Omnisiax carries a considerable force escort, my lord. We are not outfitted for this." D'Artarian Varix nods his helm slowly. "Plus, loyalist forces have a void presence throughout the system, at least 9 cruisers and assorted escorts."
"Duly noted. But that will not stop us. The order is given. The Ark Freighter is to be taken. Activate our agents. All legionaries are authorized to enact kill shot protocols. The Mechanicum is our enemy. We shall explain that fact to them with overwhelming force."
In 1 hour, I want the Dentilicon neutralized and both the Omnisiacs and her payload in the Alpha Legion's hands. No one must ever know we were here. There can be no Mechanicum survivors. Is that understood?
Yes, my lord, I reply. His lieutenant salutes.
It will be done. Then let us begin.
There are few who have experienced an Alpha Legion assault and have lived to report it. The 20th Legion does not leave witnesses in its wake without good reason. A devastating combination of imagination, flawless coordination, and calculated cruelty are the hallmarks of their particular brand of warfare. They dissemble, they disorientate, then with their foes' resources and nerve stretched to breaking, they initiate a final attack so overwhelming in sheer force and tactical relentlessness that their enemy's efforts to resist collapse like a dying star. Warfare becomes annihilation. Battle becomes slaughter. Like an algebraic equation that has to be resolved, the Alpha Legion end their opponents to the last man, unless they conceive of some nefarious usefulness for those at their cold mercy. For the captured, these are often fates worse than a battlefield death. At Elapsid Rho Nu Alpha, for the Arcmaster Manus Crucium and his Mechanicum forces, the assault begins. By tapping into the ship's noospheric conduits, this unit deduces that sanctioned scribe Corvin Krish has just completed echoplasmic transcription of the astropath Herontius Vaim's latest message from the fabricator Ancillaris when he feels the excruciating stab of pain in his jaw. As one of Dartarian Varix's Sparatoi agents, Corvan Krish has suffered an implant in his tooth that receives signals and transmissions in code. Utilizing primitive electromagnetic spectrums that have not been employed by the Mechanicum in thousands of years, the transmissions are unlikely to be traced or intercepted. Each jolt of electricity through the bone corresponds to letters of a coded alphabet, in terms of length and sequence. It is an effective, if agonizing, method of coordinating Alpha Legion forces already in situ on board the Omnisiacs. This allows for the flexibility required of an Alpha Legion action. DROPTHECURTAIN. Elapsid Sigma Lambda Di Gamma observes Corvan Kitrika pull a snub auto pistol from his robes, attach a suppressor, and riddle Herontius Vaim with ragged holes. It must feel good. Kitrika might allow himself that. He is twice the telepath that the truculent Vaim was, or ever would be. Lady Gandrella, who is little better, is also met with the staccato of thudding shots, as is Tech Acolyte Hadrian as he returns from work on the visual logs, and sanctioned scribes Rancistron and Ezrael. BRINGTHESILENCE. At exactly the same time, transmechanic Nedicto Aux receives his activation and orders. He strangles his locum with the shaft of a coghammer and then brains his team of transmat servitors. By Elapsid Sigma Pi Epsilon, the Arc Freighter's long-range communications array has been plasma-fused, and the Vox relay is a coghammer-mangled mess. In the following 5 Elapsids, the Omnisiac suffers a series of catastrophes, the like of which its operational history has not known in 1,000 years of service. Radiation leaks erupt on Deck 4 and Subdecks 5 through 8. Reserve coolant chambers for the Arc Freighter's plasma drive are evacuated, cold flooding parts of the engineering section and initiating a sequence of further malfunctions. For a moment, the torsion coils, cooling after warp translation, register a Geller field spike so profound that the Magos Empire initiates a code vermilion shutdown of all associated systems and sections. An electromagnetic pulse in the open core ionization cell stack causes sporadic power and Vox transmission loss throughout the Arc Freighter, while artificial gravity experiences an unexplained calibration flux and continues to do so, reducing or intensifying agency by as much as 25% in different parts of the vessel. Several exterior void locks, situated both port and starboard, are blown, transforming accessways and chambers from a howling maelstrom to a labyrinth of closed emergency bulkheads. Rune banks relay false probabilities, indicating that the hull breach was likely caused by the Omnisiacs passing through a particle storm, probably the tail wake of a traversing comet. By Elapsid Tau Z Alpha, the priests, engine seers, and auto savants rushing about the vessel are officially overreached by the myriad calamities now afflicting their ship. Logista Minora Auxibel is not one of them. She is doing exactly what she is supposed to be doing under the circumstances, rapidly assimilating the data storm from her cipher engines and drawing logical conclusions. At Elapsid Tau Z Theta, she transmits her assessment to Arcmaster Manus Cruciam and Magus Dominus Oronti Praetor. Conclusion? The Omnisiacs is under attack. In such circumstances, overall command reverts to the Magus Dominus. There isn't even need of a discussion. In all likelihood, the target of the attack is deemed to be the Ark Freighter's precious cargo, rather than the Ark Freighter itself, rendering Manus Cruciam's authority superfluous to command priorities. The Arkmaster takes his place with Logista Auxibel. Their duty is to get the Omnisiacs fully functional as soon as possible. With the Vox transmission and nuospherics of all security thralls, gun servitors and roaming servo skulls patched through the communications of Oronti Praetor's ward force, the enemy's movements are then fed straight back to the Alpha Legion through their planted Sparatoi agents. Agents like this unit, 55/Phi Cylon. As the strike commander predicts, the Magus Dominus does not waste time in following his own protocols and taking precautionary measures. Ordnomats are scrambled to the weapon short decks, and the Ark Freighter's meager complement of defensive cannonry is charged and run out. Security on the bridge is tripled, and the ward force of Collegia Temple Thralls, Thalaxii Shock Troops, Legio Cybernetica Battle Automata, and Tech Guard of the 7th Cell Sentinel Entropriad are directed with all dispatch to the payload sections and the cargo bays. Seeing that they are led by the veteran Scitarii, Arch-Tribune Dynamus Coda, and funneled through the accessible sections and passageways, Dartarian Varix sends his Alpha Legionaries to meet them. Elapsid Omega Xi Zeta sees the first official exchange of gunfire between the Legionis Astartes aboard the Omnisiacs and loyal Mechanicum forces. Psi Sigma 4 of 11 loses his artificially augmented life to Legionnaire Faisal Skolton of the 1st Hort, 3rd Harrow. As a living Auspex, Psi Sigma 4 of 11 had been leading advanced Scitarii squads of the 7th Cell Sentinel Entropriad through the crew domiciles. Skolton had ordered flamers used on the quarters before having his legionaries withdraw. As the Mechanicum ward force advances, the intense heat and the flames renders main Auspex frequencies useless. The Alpha Legion withdraw within the Inferno, their battleplate offering more protection against the flames than their enemies can expect. Slowly, calmly, Legionnaire Skolton leans around the passageway apex and brings his bolt gun level with Psi Sigma's hooded, optic, bulbous head. By the time the construct is ready to confirm a life sign, Skolton's finger is on the trigger. The blast of bolt fire cuts straight through the living Auspex before chewing up the Entropriad Scitarii, behind whom shield their vulnerable organics from the flames. The Alpha Legion weave their way confidently through the domiciles in alternating columns, slamming their pauldrons into cover whilst watching over their opposite numbers as they advance. The choreographed tactical advance is a thing of serpentine beauty. Phased plasma fire and las beams slice through the flames from the disciplined ranks of Scitarii, but the Legion will not be denied. Their advance is murderously economical. Every blinding lick of flame and every obstructive piece of cover is their ally. The Entropriad, undoubtedly veterans in their own class, do the only thing an enemy of Alpha Legion can do. They die. By Elapsid Chi Nullus Delta, Arch-Tribune Dynamus Coda has watched enough life signs fade on his intracranial display that he orders the Castellax battle automata of the 13th Maniple Proxim / Mephistra cohort into the flames. Several decks below, and running parallel to the Phasal Skolton's advance, Dartarian Variks and a squad of the veteran Hort legionaries wade through coolant on the flooded subdecks. I am with them, the syrupy darkness of the fluid cascades down through the levels as maintenance floor hatch after maintenance floor hatch is opened, and the Alpha Legion make their way down through the ship. There are encounters. Servo drones hurtle up corridors, filling sections with flashing lamps, and the wail of klaxons. Groups of gun servitors march their way past with cybernetic indifference, all unsightly with enhancement and baggy flesh. While canopy formations are maintained and bolt guns aimed, Variks has his legionaries retract behind cover or sink back into the shadows. All constructs on board the Mechanicum vessel will die. The strike commander has so ordered, but the Alpha Legion are not given to moments of rash opportunism. The unplanned end of one enemy might put at risk the meticulously arranged end of a thousand more. There is no glory in the individual death, only the communal honor of a victorious action executed to perfection. Once down in the bowels of the ship, the ancient sludge of the bilge smearing their armored boots, I lead my Alpha Legion masters to what on bank schemata is labeled as the four-keel trunk distribution nexus. On a diagram grid, it is nothing more than a 90/120 petawatt power drain associated with a malfunctioning flush drive that was 4,263rd of 16,457 in a rolling program of maintenance repairs and scheduled to be addressed post-voyage. Standing before it in the frosted sludge with methylon gas drifting through their number like a moorland mist, the Alpha Legion find what they are looking for. A jury-rigged ISO store of 10 cryopods, a team of Sparatoi agents that they have sewn deep within the ship. I get to work immediately, initiating a rapid thaw. There is no standing on ceremony. Variks and his legionaries also pitch in, disconnecting pipes and cables, bringing their very own Titan crew back from the brink of semi-death. How long? Variks demands. Once out of containment, I tell him. Princeps Daria and his crew are scheduled to have 2 hours with Abyssus Edax for core cycles, interfacing and spiritual observance. How long to simply jack the god machine? The strike commander puts to me. What do you need, my lord? Automotive function and weapon systems only, Variks insists. 45. The dead-eyed optics of the strike commander's helm turn on me. I hastily revise my estimate. 20 minutes, my lord. Time elapsed since mission start? Elapsed Chi Rho Iota Epsilon, a legionnaire tells him. With the thaw cycle initiated, Variks and his veteran Hort begin to exit the chamber and push on through the arc freighter bilge. Explain to Princeps Daria the new constraints of our situation, Variks tells me. As per his original orders, he is to bring his crew up through the Forge Temple sump ducts. My legionaries will engage the Temple Guard and give him the distraction he needs to get to the Titan. I want Abyssus Edax operational and ready to enact firing sequences in 20 minutes. Understood? Yes, Strike Commander. When all this is done, bring me the telepath Corvan Krish. With that, Dartarian Variks is gone. Elapsid Chi Tau Kappa Delta. The Omnisiax is in a state of controlled chaos. Though neither the legionaries of the 20th nor the constructs of the Mechanicum are given to such descriptions, it remains an undeniable fact that the Arc Freighter is suffering a cascade of malfunctions while being ripped apart from the inside by firefights and explosions moving through the decks. For Magus Dominus Oronti Praeda and Logista Minora Auxibul, the surprise attack is a sudden influx of new data to be addressed within a cold and ongoing assessment. For Strike Commander Dartarian Variks, it is satisfaction denied. The promise of victory in every boom and scream. It is the clunk-click perfection of a chambered round, the slick mechanical unity of all parts working together and acting as one. Death premeditated. The sickening realization of the target in sight, the disorientation of the muzzle's thunderous announcement, the shock, the pain, the rich futility of the moment in which an enemy knows that they are done. Then, the neatness and artistry of death. Only then does the killing come to an end, and the Alpha Legion allow themselves the cool pride, and perhaps even pleasure, of reporting a mission accomplished. And so the relentless havoc unfolds. I have sent the Titan crew on with their orders. The telepath, Corvan Krysh, is by my side. Together, we report to our strike commander. At Elapsid Chi Upsilon, tech adepts of the 13th Maniple Proxim / Mephistra cohort report unacceptable losses in the crew domiciles. Later analysis would attribute these losses to a winning combination of Bane Strike ammunition, shredding its way through the automata plate and workings, and expert marksmanship. In particular, killshots targeted the construct's cranial canopy and the vulnerable neural cortex beneath. Arch-Tribune Dynamus Coda is forced to once again plug the gaps created by fallen Castellax automata with Scutarii from the 7th Cell Sentinel Entropriad. The situation becomes so dire that the Arch-Tribune himself must take up arms. It has been 6 years, 214 days and 12 minutes, Terran standard, since the Scutarii commander has personally fired a cybernetic attachment. He does not receive the honor of doing it again. Legionnaire Faisal Skolten blows the back of his head out with an economical burst of fire from a concealed position in the dark recesses of a maintenance booth. Skull and fragments of intracranial tech shower the passage. By Elapsid Chi Upsilon Kappa Theta, Coda's own or spectral signature is confirmed lost, and Scutarii Sentinel Inx Voltar is cursorily promoted to the rank of sub-tribune. At Magus Dominus Prader's insistence, Voltar's first recorded act of leadership is to order the Entropriad to withdraw to the forward hold. It is not considered by the sub-tribune to be a decorous act, but he complies with his protocols regardless. Concurrent with the unstoppable slaughter rolling through the crew domicilia, Logista Minora Auxibal receives a data confluence of further hostilities. Limited surveillance coverage identifies enemy contingents wearing Mark IV battleplate. Fragmented reports bear witness to rank, insignia, and legion colors. Auxibal calculates for the Magos Dominus only a 37.6% chance that the enemy belong to the 20th Legion. This estimate is based on incomplete capture testimony and what little information the Mechanicum rune banks hold on the Legion's operational histories during the recent movements of the Great Crusade. Nonetheless, it is the greatest likelihood at her disposal. Arontai Prader demands further enhancement and tactical options, but the Logista has little to give him. Having fought alongside the Alpha Legion at Cypra Chasmis, the Magos Dominus knows that the 20th favor the long game and calculates that the best chance for the beleaguered Omnisiacs is to hit the Legionis Astartes with everything they have in one devastating push. At Prader's command, any construct with a martial rating of any description is ordered into battle. They are directed to the emerging hostilities near the Temple Forge section of the forward hold, and to the starboard auxiliary gun decks where enemy targets have been observed entering through malfunctioning void locks from outside the ship. They are also directed to the portside flight decks where security thralls are being decimated among the skiffs and freight ambulatories, and to the sublevels where gun servitors and electro-priests of the battlegroup Astromax attendant Grex Anabarica hold their ground against targets emerging from maintenance decks. As the firefight rages several levels below their boots, Prader considers it prudent to dispatch a Thalaxii cohort of cyborg shock troops to crush the rising advance. "What of our own security?" Archmaster Manus Crucium asks across the bridge, his voice clearly audible to me through the neospheric link. It is not an unreasonable question. Beyond Auspec's drone weaponry, only deck thralls and Prader's personal ward engines remain.
"Our security," the Magos Dominus tells him, "nay, our survival, depends upon the Omnisiacs reaching Callistra Mundi as soon as possible."
Logista Auxible nods her slow agreement.
Preoccupy yourself with that, Arkmaster.
Like a ceramite gauntlet, the Alpha Legion have the Ark Freighter in their grasp. With every bolt-smashed construct and every scoured section, Dartarian Varix tightens his grip. Alpha Legionaries of the First Hort, Third Harrow, weave their way through the expanse of the Ark Freighter like serpents through the undergrowth. Little stops their advance. Not the vessel's soulless thralls, not the battle automata with their lumbering movements and limited protocols, and not the battle-hardened Skitarii. Elapsid Chi Phi becomes Elapsid Chi Omega. Elapsid Chi Omega becomes Elapsid Beta Chi Rho. With each passing second, Mechanicum constructs die. Some are blasted apart in showers of hydraulic fluid and shattered components, while others simply thud to their knees as Alpha Legionaries put single bolt rounds through skulls and central cogitators alike. Veterans of First Hort, after exiting the vessel and climbing along the exterior hull, now re-enter through blasted void locks. As they progress through the side of the ship like a burrowing worm, they open bulkheads before them and evacuate entire sections of Mechanicum warrior constructs, who are dragged and dashed along the trail of howling corridors that the Alpha Legion left in their wake. For these unfortunate servants of the Omnissiah, only the frozen void beckons. Gradually, moment by moment, even with staid reports of rapid successes pouring in over the Vox channels, this unit deduces that Dartarian Varix begins to feel denied. He misses the screams. The begging seems strangely absent. The blood-soaked intensity, the futility and the desperation that the Alpha Legion creates in enemy forces is found to be lacking in the cold, calculating servants of the Machine God. Even as Varix and his legionaries put bolt rounds through the dead, oil-black eyes of servitors and the iron masks of tech thralls, the constructs make no sound but the crash of their augmented bodies on the deck. Bolt-blasted battle automata grind to a statuesque halt, while even the psycho-indoctrinated Skitarii merely give a grunt as the air of their last breath escapes their artificial lungs. The Strike Commander is no fear-hungry Nostromon monster, nor one of Fulgrim's deviant children. The howls and anguish of the fallen are not a perversity to be savored. For the Alpha Legion, executing the enemy, their mission directives and their duty with peerless skill, the screams of the dying are simply a professional courtesy. At Elapsid Beta Chi Rho Gamma Di Gamma, Alpha Legionnaire Ducius Layden dies right next to his strike commander. Thrall soldiers on the stairwell part to admit the Thalaxii, cyborg shock troops armored from head to foot in powered plate. The crackling arcs of their lightning guns sear down through the stairwell to cook Layden right there in his armor. Varix snarls. It is a waste. Layden was an excellent legionary and had served with him on his last five actions. Varix hears the heavy clunk of the Thalaxii's ambulatory systems as they lock down their position. It is the first in a succession of losses for the strike commander. Elapsid Beta Chi Rho Omicron Delta sees Legionnaire Argan reported dead in the forward hold, the victim of a Skitarii grenade clutch. Elapsid Beta Chi Sigma Mu Theta witnesses the passing of Orman Zalko, torn apart by the vice claws of a Castellax battle automaton. Seconds later, Squad Sergeant Zantina is gunned down by a ceiling-mounted rotary cannon, its orspectral wetware returning unexpectedly to life, as engine sears in some distant part of the ship begin to repair some of the damage done to the Ark Freighter's systems. The Mechanicum are unleashing everything they have in an effort to stop the Legionis Astartes in their tracks. Dartarian Varix expected as much of their commander. Indeed, he is relying on such a strategic response. Warrior victims of Alpha Legion assaults were like traditionally tormented wild beasts, wounded and disoriented. They were most dangerous when they were near their end. Varix allows a thin smile to find its way across his face. Actions speak louder than words. He can suddenly see the suppressed emotion of the Omnisire's servants in their tactical responses. They are losing their ship and becoming increasingly desperate. They are no longer safe in their data and equations. They entrust their survival to gambles and risks, even if they are calculated ones.
"Armored targets," Varix announces over the Vox.
Immediately, sickle clips are exchanged in bolt guns. Bane strike bolts will make short work of the armored Thalaxii. In the bloodshot gloom of the stairwell, with klaxons blasting and emergency lamps flickering on and off, Varix takes cover as streams of lightning blast down past him. The Thalaxii are not moving. The cohort's orders are clear. Hold the Alpha Legion on the sublevels. The same is being reported across the Omnisiacs. Alpha Legionaries held at choke points and gauntlets. Mechanicum forces are bedding in, establishing heavily defended positions. It would take more than a demi-hort to work their way through such a nightmare, especially upholding the kill ratio that the Alpha Legion had come to expect. Like a regicide player, Varix has always thought little of sacrificing individual pieces as part of a strategy to win the game. This, however, would be wasteful slaughter. The Mechanicum are no longer intent on destroying their attackers. Such a strategy has cost them. They had been caught up in the slick machinery of the Alpha Legion's relentless onslaught. Now, their intention seems to be to jam that machinery and hold out for the reinforcements that they are sure to find at Callistra Mundi. Dartarian Varix cannot allow that. Besides, the assault is about to enter its final stage. By Elapsid Beta Chi Upsilon Gamma, the decision is made, the order given.
"All legionaries," he calls across the encrypted channel. "Call in the location of sighted enemy contingents, and then hold your own position."
As the lightning rages about him like the judgment of an angry god, the Alpha Legion strike commander listens to the squads and coordinates coming in. Varix retracts a gauntlet as crackling impact energies reach out for him across the grill of the stairwell.
"Daria, tell me you have that."
He does. The data has been relayed. His voice reaches through the chaos, almost drowned out by the relentless storm of anabaric streams coursing down through the stairwell. "Abyssus Edax online," I tell him from the command deck of the colossal warmonger Titan. "Moderati Tessera has a hololithic fix on received coordinates. Confirm. Request for fire support received. Stand by. 10 seconds.
"Be accurate," Varix orders. "Be devastating."
With bolt blasts and lightning streams exchanged about him, Varix pauses. He undoubtedly enjoys the promise of what is to come, the power of the god machine at his command. It is Elapsid Beta Chi Upsilon Z, exactly. The assault about to reach its climax. Dartarian Varix switches back to the open channel.
"Incoming!"
The Titan opens fire from its berthing clamps, and the ship's torment can be felt immediately. The Omnisiax trembles with the devastation unleashed within it. The sound is excruciating. Decking, superstructure, hull, metal blasted to shrapnel. Ancient architecture twists and warps before the onslaught. Gaping holes and paths of destruction cut through the arc freighter's interior. Even at a distance, the sound of the god machine's weaponry is a horrific boom. Through passageways, chambers, and sections, the rhythmic thunder of the Titan's colossal Gatling blaster reaches the Alpha Legion. The rate of fire is staggering, literally. The decks shudder beneath their boots. Huge caliber shells rip up through the ship, decimating entire compartments and the Mechanicum construct holding position within them. Skitarii soldiers, thralls, and automata are blasted into oblivion as the wrath of the god machine chews through the arc freighter. Around Dartarian Varix, the ship feels like it is dying, like some great, mortally wounded beast. Then he hears the Titan's quake cannon. The deck bucks, and even the strike commander almost loses his footing. Like a gargantuan gut punch delivered amidships, the ordnance rockets through the vessel, destroying everything in its path. Again and again it fires, punctuating the almost constant roar of the Gatling blaster.
Boots! Varix calls as one of the Quake cannon shells blasts a path out through the Ark Freighter's hull.
Engaging the maglock anchors on their armored boots, the Alpha Legionaries hold positions as air, debris, and the ragdoll bodies of thralls and servitors howl past them, sucked through the labyrinth of passageways and out into space. Dartarian Varix slams my thrall form into the wall and anchors me there. Corvon Krish receives similar treatment. In the vacuum, I can hear nothing. The klaxons are silenced, but the emergency lighting still flashes, bathing us all in a bloody twilight. I can barely imagine the reaction on the bridge and the data, or lack of it, that must be greeting the strike commander's mechanicum opposite. Their great push to meet their enemy head to head and pin them down in gauntlets and bottlenecks has rapidly evolved into a catastrophe. While the Alpha Legion contingents hold the safety of their reported positions, Abyssus Edax has decimated the Mechanicum forces dispatched to hold them in check. Already stretched by the diversionary calamities unleashed by the Sparatoi agents, and then forced to repel a Legionis Astartes assault from within the very ship they were garrisoning, even the cold constructs of the Machine God might be tempted to lose their nerve. Perhaps even their faith. That is not enough. Not for the 20th Legion. Not for the Strike Commander. The Hydra's heads must strike in unison. The mission cannot be declared accomplished until a disorientated enemy hit from all sides simultaneously and bereft of hope falls to the final bolt round. As the howling evacuation becomes an eerie silence and the reverberating cacophony of titanic gunfire dies away in the void, Varix nods to a nearby legionnaire who closes the bulkhead behind them.
Report in, the strike commander calls.
One by one, legionaries from across the Ark Freighter announce themselves. With air pressure re-establishing itself in the sealed section, Varix has one of his warriors check that the Thalaxii holding the stairwell are no more. This is swiftly confirmed. The floors above are a mangled mess of twisted metal and blasted bodies. The strike commander nods, satisfied.
All units, converge on the command decks, he voxes before turning to me.
Then he makes an unusual request.
Find me prisoners. There must be something left alive on this wreck.
Elapsid Batakai Sampai Copper Beta. Magus Dominus Aronti Praeder slumps into the command throne of the Omnisiacs. Constructs stand around him in grim silence. The air is thick with expectation. The loss of so many servants of the Omnisire and the turning of their own god machines against them weighs heavily, even upon the more detached Mechanicum priests. But they are not done. Not yet.
The Dentilicon.
As predicted, Magos, Logistiminora Auxibal informs him. Our sudden vox silence and hull damage is drawing her to us. Her shipmaster probably assumes we have suffered some sort of accident or malfunction and is offering support as a courtesy. We have no way of warning them otherwise. Steps must be taken, Magos. Even Archmaster Crucium concurs. The Omnisiax and her deific cargo cannot be allowed to fall into the arch-enemy's hands.
Praeder's cogitator burns hot with the possibilities.
So ordered, he tells them, finally.
The Logista nods to Praeder's personal ward engines, who exit the bridge by the command deck elevators. For a while, no construct communicates on the bridge by any means that this unit can monitor. Rune banks spark and smoke. Deck servitors go about their business with ghoulish obliviousness. Manus Crucium says nothing. He fastidiously adjusts settings on nearby rune screens. Collegium Mandatae Cerulean Hax is similarly silent. They are constructs without purpose. Hax's Titan payload is already in the hands of the enemy, and the Arcmaster now commands a floating wreck. They watch the Lancet screens. The Omnisiax glides through the thin belt of colossal rubble and debris that encircles the Nostica system like a belt. In the dull glow of the system's star, Crucium spots the tiny speck that is the contested world of Callistra Mundi, where battlegroup Astromax were to prove their worth. Instead, the god machines are tainted with the blood of their loyal Mechanicum creators. He fancies he can see sparks of ship-to-ship combat about the world. The light frigate Dentilicon has made its turn and is returning to the slowing arc freighter it escorts. The light cruiser runs alongside the Omnisiacs in the hope of offering some kind of support. At Elapsid, Gamma, Chi, Omicron, Zeta, the command deck elevator announces its arrival. Deck thralls train their weapons on the opening doors, but it is only a group of horrifically damaged servitors. The constructs limp onto the command deck. They seem confused and agitated. A Lex mechanic demands their identifiers. Their stumbling silence draws the attention of the bridge crew. The Lex mechanic approaches. As she does so, her optical relays inform her that the servitors have objects wedged between the gleaming white ceramic teeth of their mouths. Her auxiliary cogitator tells her that there is an 82% chance that those objects are grenades. She turns to warn the Arcmaster and Magos Dominus, but she doesn't get the chance. The servitors detonate in unison, tearing up the command deck and blasting the equipment and constructs on bridge with splintered frag. Magos Dominus Orontai Prader is knocked from the command throne. As he shakes the functionality back into his cogitator links, he hears the heavy metal thud of armored enemies dropping down into the elevator carriage from the roof hatch. Space Marines in the colors of the Alpha Legion sweep forward through the smoke, their bolt guns aimed and ready. The brief gunfire is precise and economical. Deck thralls that yet live are executed where they stand. Drone weaponry is blasted to uselessness, and even Gerulean Hax's armed cherubin escort is put down with a single shot to its angelic head. Strike Commander Dartarian Varix and the veteran legionaries of the 1st Hort 3rd Harrow have taken control of the bridge and, by extension, the Mechanicum Arc Freighter Omnisiacs. Varix removes his battle helm to reveal the bronze skin of his shaven head, the dark disdain of his Primarch's echoed features.
Report.
Orontai Prader goes to make a proud retort, but instead, Logista Minora Uxibel replies,
"All goes according to plan, my lord," she tells her strike commander. "The Dentilicon is pulling alongside and sending skiffs across to us."
"What are you doing?" the Magos Dominus manages. Crucium and Hax similarly stare on in disbelief at the logista.
"But the Magos Dominus has dispatched his ward engines to the engineering section, my lord," she continues. "Their orders are to detonate the plasma drive and destroy the ship."
Dartarian Varix nods before raising his eyebrows at Orontai Prader.
"Nice try," Varix tells the Magos Dominus.
Then to Auxibel, he says,
"Have Faisal Skalton and his unit divert to intercept the ward engines."
"Very good, my lord."
"Our defensive capabilities," Varix asks with a thin, ironic smile.
"Port and starboard short batteries charged and run out as a precautionary measure," the logista tells him.
"Have the bridge inform the masters of gunnery decks that we continue to be under attack. Use the Magos Dominus's authorization codes. The batteries are ordered to fire as they bear."
"As you command."
"Auxibel," Prader says. He looks from the logista to Corvan Krish and myself. From my thrall form, he moves the disbelief of his optics onto the strike commander.
"Please, have mercy."
Varix raises one armored finger to silence him.
"There it is,"
Varix says, pointing at the Magos Dominus's stricken face. As the Alpha Legion Strike Commander and the Mechanicum Magos regard one another, the meager cannonry of the Arc Freighter fires. It is a ragged salvo, but it serves at point-blank range to blast the shieldless Dentilicon into fiery void scrap. As shattered sections of the escort fall away, floating before the viewscreens of her larger charge, Dartarian Varix tells Prader,
"The desperation, the overwhelming hopelessness, the pleading, Perhaps not for your life, Tech Priest, but for the lives of others. There is proof that our work is its own reward.
Then the strike commander nods to his warriors, and the bridge flashes briefly with precision gunfire. At Elapsid Gamma Chi Sigma Lambda Delta, the enemy commander, Arontai Praeder, dies, as do Manus Cruciam and Gerulean Hax. Varix turns to Minora Auxubal.
So, you got my message.
The Sparatoi agent taps the implant in her tooth by way of a reply.
Good work,
Dartarian Varix tells her. He nods also to me and Corvon Krish.
Logister
Auxubal,
Varix calls, playfully using the agent's assumed name.
Do we have steerage?
Barely, my lord.
Well, use what we have to get the Omnisiac system bound. Has contact been established with the Alpha Legion commander?
Legionary signatures have been traced, I inform him. Harrowmaster Armilus Dynat in command.
Armilus Dynat, Varix repeats. The uprising?
Spreading to the surrounding moons, Auxubal tells him. It's being reported as a rebellion, but the outbreaks are systematic and betray highly coordinated patterns. The precursor to a planet-wide annihilatory action, I suspect, my lord.
The Legion reveals itself, the strike commander confirms. If Armilus Dynat commands from the surface, then he is likely to have 3 to 4 battalions of Legionnaires at his disposal, plus Sparatoi support structures. There are likely more forces en route. Astropath?
3 Alpha Legion heavy cruisers confirmed system inbound,
Corvan Krish offers.
And the battle barge Omicron emerges from the Bista Iskona deeps, carrying further reinforcements.
Varix nods with approval.
Master Krish, he tells the astropath, I wish to send a message to Harrowmaster Dynat.
The content, Strike Commander?
Tell the Harrowmaster that the Mechanicum Forces and Titan Battle Group, rerouted to crush the rebellion on Callistra Mundi, have been neutralized. The God Machines and their transport are in Alpha Legion hands. Inform him that his action has forced a deviation from our mission directives, but that secondary objectives have been met with... Elapsid
Gamma Chi Sigma Omicron Zeta, this unit reports.
With 5 minutes to spare, Dartarian Varix finishes. The Omnisiax is en route to assist him, and my veteran Hort wait on his pleasure.
We go to Callistra Mundi, my lord, I ask.
We do,
Dartarian Varix confirms.
My brother commander wishes there to be a harrowing.
My lord, I acknowledge.
A harrowing. It is more than just a word. My internal databanks mark it as a signifier, a stratagem. It is an expression of the 20th Legion's art of war, an experience as both prosecutor and victim. Confusion, disorder, betrayal, panic, horror. An enemy force chasing phantoms. Our foes at war with themselves. We watch as they expose their vulnerabilities, as they make their way from desperation to annihilation. We bring them to the boil, then, when they can take no more, as they lie across the altar of our tactical perfection, we sacrifice them to inevitability. A storm of coordinated attacks. Alpha legionaries appearing from every corner, from every shadow, from behind the face of every seeming friend and ally, bolt guns blazing. It will be a decimate wonder to behold.
The Harrowmaster calls on the legionnaires of the 20th,
Dartarian Varix tells us,
for he wishes to murder this world. My brothers, we are to be part of something very special indeed. The harrowing of Callistra Mundi begins.
That was The Harrowing by Rob Sanders, read by John Banks.